News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
We begin with that Ebola outbreak, the one that the World Health Organization has described as a public emergency of international concern, a public health emergency of international concern. Professor Sam McConkie, infectious disease specialist at the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland, is with us. Sam, we are at this point fairly used to hearing reports of Ebola in Central Africa. Why is this different?
Yeah, so, well, you're right. This is the 17th outbreak of Ebola in DRC in Congo. So you might say, oh, well, they dealt with the other 16, you know, fine, they're all gone, this will be okay. I'm quite worried about this one for a number of reasons. The part of Congo that it's in is up in the extreme northeast, Ituri province. And unfortunately, the context there, Anton, is more or less like a complete Wild West. For the last 20 or 30 years, since the trouble in Rwanda, the sort of Tutsi-Hutu conflict, there have been roving bands of rebels going around robbing and fighting each other and causing chaos. So my point is that there isn't really a stable government at a local level there. It's been at a grumbling low-level civil war. A lot of guns, a lot of violence against women, a lot of lawlessness, and more or less a Wild West. So trying to do the sort of contact tracing and the rapid response and providing good intensive care to sick people in that context is really, really difficult. And of course, people just panic and they want to leave. So we already know there's a case in Kampala in Uganda across the border where somebody's, you know, ran away quite recently where there's a pandemic. And there probably will be spread to, you know, surrounding countries, South Sudan in Juba, Central African Republic, and perhaps other countries.
And I assume in part that the chaos that you describe contributes to why the mortality rates are so severe in the area.
Partly. This virus, it's called Bundibojo virus, and it's an Ebola-type virus. There's been an outbreak before in Bundibojo, which is in western Uganda, and there it had a 40% mortality. So that's in an area where there isn't good supportive care. People think supportive care isn't very much, but it's profoundly important. If you have a good ICU, as most of us have the privilege in Ireland of having, where you have really good management of your fluids, of your heart failure, of your lung failure, of your clotting, that can really improve the mortality, perhaps down to maybe 10%. But without that really good supportive care and intensive care, really, I would call it, the mortality of this virus seems to be 40 to 50%. I think what we're looking at here is, at best, something similar to what we had in 2014 in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, where there were 30,000 cases of Ebola in those three countries then, and about 10 or 11,000 deaths. That grumbled on for, kept growing for 6 months, and then there was a massive international response from UK and from particularly then the leaders of the response were WHO. As you know, WHO has been actually defunded in the last year. It's struggling for money. Secondly, the American Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, has been outstanding and excellent in the past at helping people in other countries deal with Ebola outbreaks. As you also know, the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia has been defunded in recent months. So the third group that have helped internationally has been MSF, the Medicine Sans Frontières, have in the past, I would say heroically and very selflessly, led many of the rapid responses. So it's going to be up to groups like MSF and others, because the health services in Uganda and particularly in Congo are likely to be overwhelmed by this outbreak, and unless there's external help, I can see this thing grumbling on for years and spreading quite widely.
Can you expand on what you mean by spreading quite widely? What about international threats?
So it's already spread across the border from DRC into Uganda. Kampala is the capital of Uganda. It's about 600 kilometres from where the Ituri province where this started. And they've shown that one man who came from Congo recently went to Kampala and he's just died recently there. So it's likely that as people panic when there's a big outbreak of a horrible virus, people will travel locally. That the main countries at risk will be places like Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and southern Sudan, Juba, and then Central African Republic. that's when people are traveling by foot or by surface travel. Obviously, air travel, as you heard me say in the intro, is among us. We're all flying all over the place all the time and really enjoying it. So it's very easy, as we know, to travel internationally. And for the Sierra Leonean outbreak of 2014, there were cases in USA, Nigeria, Senegal, Spain, Mali, and UK from travel. There were 36 cases in those faraway countries from Sierra Leone brought and travelled by air travel. Now, if a case did come here to Ireland, I would be comfortable that we have the PPE, we have the isolation, we have the public health, and we have the really high quality intensive care to manage and support that person and look after them in a way that doesn't transmit the virus to others. It's transmitted through body fluids. So it's not just blood, like, you know, hepatitis B or HIV, it's in blood. It's not just sexual fluid. It's also in feces and urine and in sweat. So in the past, there have been outbreaks when people have just tended to this dead body of their loved one. And when they've cleaned it and washed it, that washing a dead body can actually lead to transmission of this virus. So really, funerals and regulations around dignified births and culturally appropriate saying goodbye to our loved ones is a big part of this control program. But I'm confident in Ireland we could manage hopefully a small number of cases. But I think it has already spread internationally, is what I'm saying.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Sam. Professor Sam McConkie there, who is infectious disease specialist at the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.